A dictation for Sasha Cox, T-A-S-H-A-C-O-X, date of service is 2/11/2026. Date of birth is 7/21/1966. Date of accident is 2/9/85. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 2/9/1985 as a front seat passenger when she was hit T-bone on a passenger side. He was comatose for 2 weeks and ended up in having various issues from being chronic paranoid, chronic OCD, chronic depression, paraplegic. He has a traumatic trauma, post-traumatic headaches and TBI. He had a generalized traumatic Parkinsonism and gait disturbances, history of unsteady gait and fall, and carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally, seizures, and poor cognitive functions, awareness. The patient has been on various medications. She sees Dr. Parks as a psychiatrist and a neurologist. She sees Dr. Cassie Jenkins, and she has a caregiver. She likes to get a physical therapy on a constant basis and massage, which has been continuing. She's seeing an oncologist who is provided Visocor, and it is numbing her right lip. So she's continuing seeing them, and she do not want this particular medication. Only thing she wants is a physical therapy massage. She do not want any injection. She has certified that. She's not interested in any surgical consultation either. Overall, the pain is reported to be present in both shoulders, neck, mid-back, lower back, both knees, both hips, to the tune of 3 to 7. ADLs are affected to the tune of 5. The patient walks with a rollator walker with an antalgic gait. 30% relief is reported by the patient. There will be the records for ADL, for system reviews, additional issues, and substance abuse and a compliance history. In physical examination, blood pressure is 147, 86, pulse 76, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 116-2026, dictation number 0116-007, along with diagnosis. The patient is provided with an order for physical therapy for the neck and the lower back and the hips, and for 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. He remains off work, hospital replacement, and transportation. The MAPs are irrelevant and have been checked. No drug screen is also ordered, because the last one was done in November 2012. And just to make sure that she's not on any street drugs. Other than that, patient is stable and she's going to be seen in a month's time. Thank you.